Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Pity Pete, Pete Richardson, or you can call me AKA Pity Pete. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it don't matter what you call me, just know that you locked in on Swell Radio. Go to SwellEveryday.listentomyradio.com right after this podcast, right after this radio show, and you can listen to some music, you can listen to some interviews, you can listen to some sports, you can listen to everything. And it's a new week, and it means it's a new challenges. You know what I'm saying? This weekend, we had a great weekend, me and the wifey did. We had a lot of remote last weekend. So this week, I'm actually transitioning, looking for some new challenges, looking for some new things that me and her can tackle on, and just go ahead and just moving on to continue to inspire, educate, and motivate. You know what I'm saying? This is the word on the street with your boy, PDP. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. So whatever somebody tell you to do, today is Monday, simply just say, move on out the way. Say, move on out the way. Hey, say, move on out the way. Say, move on out the way. Hey. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give us a call, 877-921-1656. That's 877-921-1656. You are live on Small Radio. Say, but not athletes, respectfully. I am the owner and creator. My name is Pete Richardson, if you're just not tuning in. And just to give you a little background, I was kicked out of a group back in 2011, kicked out of a group and got yelled at by my professor and everything. And she basically said I had to come up with a nonprofit on my own. So I came up with a nonprofit, and I just found myself doing a live remote outside of Texas Tech Soccer Complex for Autism Awareness yesterday. And that's all I got to say. You can don't adversity can either break you or you can cause you to break records. You know what I'm saying? So make your opposition help you put you in a position to where you can succeed. You know what I'm saying? On the line, I do got my brother from another mother, part of the SOAR team, supporting the SOAR dream. His name is Mr. Stephen Ivey. What's up, bro? You there?
Hey, man, I'm there, and I'm sorry if my background is a little loud right now.
No, you're good. You're good. Actually can't even hit nothing in the background, man. Did you have a good weekend?
Man, it was great. It was really good. Really good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What you do?
Just
hang out with the wife, taking care of the wife. How does your wife's appointment go, by the way?
Yeah, so what we this weekend, kind of what happened, I had my last concert with the gospel choir at the university that I'm directing. It was our last concert with me being over them. And we actually had our final concert in Tulsa. And
wow.
Yeah, so we did that Saturday. So that was just really good, man. It was just an awesome time to go back to the city that I grew up in, born in, and actually did it at one of my high school teachers' church. He's a pastor now, and so we had the concert at his church. So it was kind of rewarding, I think, for him and his mother. For them to have known me when I was in high school, and, you know, I was a wild boy when I was in high school, but for them to have seen me then and see me now almost 10 years later, man, I feel old, but almost 10 years later, and they see it, and it's like, man, you know, wow, like, we're proud of you and all the work that you're doing. So it was a good weekend, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And just how you said, like how you feel like 10 years ago and all that stuff. How you feel? Oh, you spark something in me every time I hear you talk. But this time, I thought about Jamie Foxx. Yeah, I'm watching an interview of Jamie Foxx. He was getting interviewed by somebody I can't really remember, but the conversation of him being old, because you know Jamie Foxx was 47. And he has a little girl. He has a new single now with Chris Brown. That's actually, I can't remember the title of it, but it's actually a pretty good little track. And you know, when Chris Brown is in the media, it's always something negative. But you know, Chris Brown just became a father. So Chris Brown has actually been taking his daughter around with him publicly and stuff. And Jamie Foxx has a personal relationship with Chris Brown. So they both have little girls. So Jamie Foxx has a little girl too. So Jamie Foxx, he said he don't want his little girl to see him being a womanizer stuff. So he's cleaning his act up, right? But I know you probably think, but get to the point. But the point is, he was telling the DJ he was getting interviewed by was he was like, yeah, man, I'm trying to be better, you know, to women and slow down, find that right woman. He said, but it's hard for me because he was like, because everybody, because I'm 47. He said, man, I could be in the club. He's like, for an example, I'm in the club talking to these chicks. And these chicks, he's like, it's three of them. He's like, one girl was like, oh, yep, I'm 22, she's 23, and she's old. She's 26. And it was, he said, she's old, and she's 26. Well, I'm 47, you know? To me, that was funny, you know? Because we always talk about how old we are, you know what I'm saying, and all this, but we still got a lot of life to live. You know what I'm saying?
But
anyways, man, I'm going to give you the flow, so go ahead, G.O.
All right, so, man, it's really kind of what you were saying earlier about, like, your story about how you got kicked out of a group and your professor told you have to start your own nonprofit. And my lesson from FedEx today is that all things work together. All things work together. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28 says, for we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to those who are called according to his purpose. And, man, Steve, how can you learn that lesson at FedEx? Well, last week I'm working at FedEx, and, you know, I told everybody my job is to stack boxes in a semi-trailer almost all the way to the ceiling. And when you stack these boxes, it's almost like you have to play Tetris because the goal is to build a solid wall. And once you build that wall, then you start again stacking boxes and you build another wall. And the goal is, you know, just to have that wall be straight, you know, straight from top to bottom, no boxes sticking out, just a nice solid wall. Well, in that, what I've learned all throughout the day, and y'all know I say this all the time, all throughout the day, I'm getting all types of boxes, big, small. And, man, it just dawned on me the other day as I was loading these boxes, there was a small little gap that in the boxes that was making it kind of tilt. And so I was like, man, I need another box to put in there. And so on the line where I had the boxes already scanned and stuff, I found a small little box that fit perfectly in that spot. And I was like, man, this is so much like life that so much comes at us. So many things happen, big things, small things, medium-sized things. All the time in life, things are happening constantly. We're constantly meeting people. I just met somebody new today. We're always meeting people. We're always doing something in life. And all of those things that happen to us on a daily basis, everything works together. Don't ever look at where you are now as insignificant, because something that you're doing now is going to help you for your future. Like I said, we just did a concert at an old high school teacher's church. Well, I would have never thought that he and our relationship would go beyond high school. Like, I talked to him, we're Facebook friends. But when I needed to have this choir go for a concert, he was the first person I thought of, and opened up his church, and his building and his setup was exactly what we needed. So anyway, all things work together. Whatever's going on in life, whether you're going through big issues right now or whether you're going through small issues, one of these days I'm going to be able to tell y'all I'm 27 now, so I'd have to tell y'all the last 13, 14 years of my life, of my life's story, to really drive home this point. And we might talk about that tomorrow, about how all things work together to put you in a position that you're going to be in. And so don't be sad if life is not what it seems or it's not what you want it to be, because, again, all things work together.
You got it right there by Reverend Stephen Alvey right there. He's giving us a straight up out of Arkansas. All things work together. That's, and it goes exactly to part of the thing what I was going to talk about today, because I'm talking about Protestants and capitalism.
Protestantism and capitalism. You know, I feel like there's two types of people in this world. But it's like this, the Reverend Stephen Harvey said. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your circumstances. You know, don't get down on yourself, basically, because you are where you are for a reason, you know. So don't get down on yourself, you know. Basically, like, don't give up. I'll tell you right there, Mr. Stephen. Continue that tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I'm just asking. You know, I don't know. I'm a little crunk this morning, if you can't tell. I don't know why, man. I had a great weekend, too. I'm just bouncing around, you know. Sometimes, like, I have to tell myself, calm down, Pete, calm down. You know what I'm saying? But all right, Mr. Ivy, it's been my pleasure. Feel free to stay on and listen, or I can just holler at you tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Yeah, that was Mr. Raymond Stephen Ivy, straight up out of Arkansas. You go to soareverything.com. Go check out his little bio. Check out on him. He's a great dude, doing great things, you know what I'm saying? If you're just not tuning in, this is The Word on the Street with your boy, PDP. Pete Richardson, the owner of Soul Creative Saving Athletes, respectfully, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. And just to fill you guys up on the weekend, what happened this past weekend, I had a live remote out here in Lubbock, Texas, at the Texas Tech soccer facility, the John Walker Soccer Complex. It was great. Like, it was a great, great, great atmosphere. There's probably over 4,000 people there. We got a lot of publicity. They just kept saying Soar Radio over the intercom. And when I tell you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing in disguise, man. And I just gave it all to God. I prayed before I even went, fell to the knees in my bathroom, and was just like, you know, thank you, Lord. But let me tell you something. The Lord just didn't. He just didn't give it to me. Like, he just didn't say, here, this is like I said, man, I got kicked out of my group. You know, man, like, when I tell you, man, there's positive in everything that you do, just like what Mr. Stephen Avi was saying. You know, there's a little box, and you found a perfect little box to put that box in that spot. Sometimes you might get fired from your job, or you might decide one day, only thing that travels faster than the speed of light in this world is a thought. Once that thought hits you, it can provoke you to do something that you never thought you would that you would do. If you want to get some different results, if you want to be the person you really know you can be, and you want to get something different because you know you got that seed in you, you know you're supposed to be great, and you know you got it in you. Sometimes you're gonna have like I was watching this video on Tyrese. God will put you. It seems like God don't even love you. Sometimes it feels like God don't even like you. Sometimes you don't even feel worthy. You know, sometimes you don't even want to pray. It's because you know the person you've been, and you feel like you're not deserving of it. You don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, life can beat you in the chest if you let it. Because think about this, man. When I got kicked out of class, my mama was going through a procedure. She, and down in Oklahoma, both, she couldn't even walk. You know what I'm saying? I had just got a job working part-time, and also in school, this is after football, after everything, and then, boom, I get kicked out of a class, and I'm trying to work on my degree. You know what I'm saying? That was the whole reason. After even being on the wood floor, looking out the window in Stokely, Oklahoma, coming back to Lubbock, Texas, in a group, mama gets sick, having surgery every Monday, which is crazy. I know. I had to do doctor notice. I had to go to the dean's office just to prove my case. You know, like it's crazy. And then all of a sudden, I get kicked out of a group. I get hit in between the nose. My goodness gracious. I'm like, come on, God. I don't have no time as it is, and I got to come up with a nonprofit by myself. When it's a group of five people, when they weren't trying to include me, and the teacher took me upstairs, started yelling at me, and I had to take a step back, because at this time, I think I was, 23 years old, and we a 23-year-old man, it's a respect thing. It's a respect. It's a principle, because when you involved with a man, not a little boy, you can talk to a little boy all you want, and that little boy, you will get a reaction from that little boy, and it's going to be a reaction which is probably violent, which is probably raising his voice, and it's probably has something to do with some curse words. But she's coming at me in a negative way. And I just told you what I had going on. So now I'm upstairs, dressed professional, with a top, nice little jacket on I got from my homeboy Nick Carter, that he just too swole to fit in. You know, so he gave it to me, and I'm up there dressed to impress. You know what I'm saying? And now she's coming at me. Woo, 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 woo. Whoop-de-whoop this. Whoop-de-whoop that. And I'm just like, man, I'm a grown man. Are you really sitting up here coming at me? Because she's thinking that I'm just like everybody else. I'm just some athlete that just, I'm expecting the whole group to do my job, which was not the case. So I took a step back, and I said, hold up, lady. I said, I'm a grown man. And never mind you this. I'm taking care of my mom back in Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? Paying her bills. Like, I'm down, but I'm in Lubbock trying to get my degree, trying to continue to better myself. So I'm just not no normal college student. So I told her, pump your brakes. I'm a grown man. Don't talk to me like that. Talk to me like you got some respect. That's how men handle situations and situations like that. Who you are is how you are when you handle difficult situations. That's one part of being a man. Being a man, whenever do conflict, do arise, because conflict do occurs. You know what I'm saying? I really know I'm starting to figure out that's who you are. Like when you get pulled over by the police and you want to get nasty with them, I feel like that's who you are. You get pulled over by the police and you handle them with respect and dignity, that's who you are. And as a man, especially as a married man, I'm starting to understand that you, as being the protector and the provider of my house, I have to understand I don't want my wife to see me react in a way to where she might get scared. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying is I created, like when I told her to talk to me as a man, she sharpened up and she goes, okay. You're in a group by yourself. That's it, in the conversation. And I think she thought she got to me. So the girl, I went home and talked to my girlfriend, who's my wife now. I went home and said, man, she kicked me off the group. She kicked me off the group. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? So, but she was like, it's okay. And that's one thing. And my wife now, she's seen me type in SWAT on my laptop. And I've been praying. Before that happened, I've been praying to God. Like, God, I want the same inspiration that I had when I was trying to get that scholarship, because I woke up every day, ever since I was, probably 5 or 6. I woke up every day knowing, watching Emmitt Smith, watching Troy Aikman, the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. I woke up like, I want to be like Emmitt Smith. I want to be like Barry Sanders. You know, I woke up, and that's how I trained. I played Paul Young football, went to West Middle School, went to Muskogee High, and I trained my butt off. And that's because, and I walked around the school with a smile on my face, made other people smile, and stuff. I just encouraged people because I knew I was going to go play Division I football, and that's exactly what I did. And it led me here to Lubbock, Texas, all through the grace of God. And so when I got kicked out the group, I'm talking to the girl who's my wife. No, I'm not getting kicked out the group. But she was inspiring. She was encouraging. She was like, it's okay. Like, don't sweat it. So I think I went, ran a couple miles, threw up some bench press, man, I was mad. So I came in the house, and my wife now, well, my girl, she was my girl back then, and I just typed SOAR on her. That's the SOAR, and I feel like that's when God finally answered my prayers. But he answered them in a way that I didn't know I was going to get kicked out of my group. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that, but that thing, he works in mysterious ways, and I really feel like it happened for a reason. So I came up with SOAR, the nonprofit. But you want to know what? That's not the one I presented. I came up with 2 nonprofits when I didn't even know I had time to do 1. The second one that I ended up displaying in front of the class was called STACK. It's called STACC, and it's called Seeking the Answer for Childhood Cancer. Yes, Seeking the Answer for Childhood Cancer. STACK. I had a really good friend who she had 18. She had a baby when she was 19. And then the baby had cancer. And so I went back to there, and I put myself in her situation, and I did a whole lot of research, and I presented it by myself. I came up with the bibliography by myself. I came up with everything by myself. And once I presented it, everybody in the class sent me an email talking about how good it was. But you want to think about that teacher? You think that teacher gave me my credit? No, she didn't. Do I care? No, I don't. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Because if I cared or what she thought of me, then I probably would have never done it in the first place. I probably would have been one like, can I please be in another group? No. Don't let adversity break you. You break adversity. You see what I'm saying? You can choose to be You can choose to have your opposition put you in a position, or you can have your opposition put you under the position to where you no longer want to listen. And then you still gonna stay in that same place to where you don't want to pray, where you don't want to talk to God, where you don't want to do this because you let that man downstairs get to you because you feel like you're not worthy. And that's when that man downstairs is crossing his hands and stomping his feet because you said that laying in the bed, not doing nothing. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not worthy. You laying in the bed and still scared to pray. That's crazy. I've been there before. I've been laying in my bed scared to pray because the Lord knows what I'm going to say. And then it's just like, man, because you feel bad. Just like when you do something, just like when you're a little kid. When you're a little kid and you get into some trouble, you don't want to go and tell your mom and daddy because you know you're going to get into trouble. So you try to hide it. You try to lie. So you don't gotta address it, but the Lord sees everything. How can you hide something from the Lord? And you know that, and that's why you're laying in your bed and you don't even want to speak. You don't even want to speak. It's just because I know what I did today. Oh man. Especially little boys. Sometimes little boys, you know what you be doing in your bed late at night when it's you and your laptop. Little boys, you know what I'm saying? That's just something what little boys do. And then after they get to doing it, then they really don't want to talk to God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something I feel like as a man, that's why it takes a man to teach a man. You see what I'm saying? Like a man, I grew up with my mom all the way up until I was in ninth grade. And then when I was in ninth grade, I moved in with my pops. You know what I'm saying? My mom is a great person and everything. I love her to death. But really, she can't teach me how to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Just like I'm saying, a little boy man in bed with his laptop right there, ain't nobody here, your mama gone. It takes a man to be like, yo, there are certain, only things you can really control is your attitude and your thoughts. If you control your thoughts, you can control what you do. And when you hear that from a woman won't speak to you in that way. But say, for instance, you living with your mom or your grandma, you go get baptized. You get baptized, let's say you get baptized tomorrow. And let's just say tomorrow, Sunday. You get baptized tomorrow, and you live with your mama or grandma, and then next time they come about, you don't want to go to church. She's going to talk to you crazy. Oh, I thought you were saved. I thought you was dead. So all of a sudden, you don't want to go to church no more because you got saved. You got saved, yes, but now you got somebody in your ear being negative, and not to say women are negative. I'm not saying that. But women will hit you or hurt sometimes and won't even know it. It's because I don't know what the reason is for. But they're like, I thought you were saved. It's just because, or you might get baptized and now you want to go room listening to some little way. And they're going to come in and I thought you were saved. So you tell me, just because I'm saved, I can't listen to little way. Just because I'm saved, I can't miss one Sunday at church. All of a sudden, I'm a sinner again. And sometimes that's why, like I say, I think it really takes a man to teach a man. That's why we look to God. That's why we get our comfort from God. God shows us love. He loves us unconditional. But that doesn't mean he won't put you through the woodwork. And when I tell you it takes a man to teach a man, because what do a man do to his son? A man, every time his son falls down, a man is not going to pick him up. It's like he'll tell him to get up. I feel like that's how God does to us. Sometimes we fall. We fall seven times, but once we get up eight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like Job. Man, God gave the devil permission to mess with Job. You know what I'm saying? To take his stuff away. But Job kept his faith. He kept his faith. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like Job because, man, this time last year I had a dog, the grill I wanted, the car I wanted, no significant other that I wanted, you know, but I had all the material things that I wanted. And I still felt empty. I still felt incomplete. I had a two-story townhome. I've always wanted a car with some rims and got that. And I always wanted a big grill I could cook some steaks on. I got that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had everything. I had the dog that I wanted. It wasn't the exact breed that I wanted. It was an even better breed that I wanted. But now I don't have none of that. I don't have nothing. But I got a wife. I got a son. And I got a passion that I'm living to, that I'm still living, and I'm still encouraging. So, what I'm trying to say is, I learned the hard way, and I was praying for all these materialistic things, and that's whenever me and my wife today we had broke up. I decided to walk away from her, and I'm thinking I let that man downstairs get into my head. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, I'm having these speeches and stuff, but I still felt incomplete as a person. But then the Lord humbled me by taking all of that away. You know, he even took me and my girlfriend, who's my wife now, got back together, and he even had took her away for me. You know, he took everything away. I found myself living in Dallas, staying with the people who took me in who took me in all my life, basically. And all of a sudden, I'm back, like, to but at the same time, I'm down there pursuing a dream, too. You see what I'm saying? I feel like the Lord put me, like, I'm at the right. He was a producer to the Tom Joyner Show. I'm down there hanging out with them. But at the same time, I had no girl, and I still have my car at the time, and he ain't took that yet. But I'm just gonna put it like that. He grounded me, man. Like, he humbled me, because sometimes us men, we get so caught up with chasing our dreams. Sometimes we think we are God. You know, we think we are God, or try to be like God, or try to talk to people like we are God. And what's a man's biggest fault? It's our ego. You know, it's our ego, and it's our pride. Have you ever seen a prideful man? A man that knows he's a real prideful man knows he's doing wrong, but he won't admit it because his pride won't let him admit it, and that's the main killer to these men today. You know what I'm saying? Especially us young minority men, because we so emotional. We get so worked up over things, and we get so worked up, ain't no telling what we'll do. But that's why I say it takes a man to teach a man, and that's why they need a man in their life, a real man in their life, that's going to tell them. A real man is not going to throw his fist up and let somebody hit his wife or hit his kid. A real man ain't going to throw his fist up until he's threatened. And, like, man, it's only one time I had to confront an old friend of mine. Other than that, I don't really get into no altercations. And like I told him, I said, man, you can talk about me all you want. All you want. Talk about my shoes, my skin color, anything. But once you talk about my mama or my girl, oh, it's over and done with. You know what I'm saying? But I had to let him know, like, yo, bro, that's off limits. You don't talk to me, you don't talk to my girl any kind of way. Like, no, you can talk to me any kind of way you want, but you ain't gonna disrespect my woman. You know what I'm saying? Or my mama. Those are two people, and now my son. Those are the people are off limits. You know what I'm saying? You don't mess with nobody's home. You don't mess with a man's money. You don't mess with his family. That's how you can really provoke. So you remember growing up, everybody started cracking jokes. Everything is cool until you start talking about somebody's mama. When you talk about somebody's mama, then that's when punches get thrown. That's when people start putting their shoulders and start walking around in circles and stuff. That's when it starts getting real. You know what I'm saying? But it really all of this boils down to, it leads me to this. Like I told you, adversity can either break you or it can cause you to break records. Or opposition. It can get you to fail, or it can get you to excel and soar. You know what I'm saying? So, what the point that I'm getting at, once you get to that point that you do want to soar, you do want to get to that job, or you do, because before all of this, like, I'm a sociologist, right? And we studied capitalism, and we studied Protestantism. I probably said that word all wrong. But there's capitalists and there's Protestants. Which one are you? Let me give you a little background. Capitalists. It's these major corporations out here. Before there was major corporations, there was just nothing but people. There was people, dreams, and ideas. And a capitalist is somebody. He's not really born into money, but they got money on their mind. You know what I'm saying? And there's two types of people. There's people that go to work just to go to work, and they drink up their paycheck, they smoke up their paycheck, or whatever it is. They just find themselves paying bills. You know what I'm saying? That's a long story short. That's what Protestantism is. That's a Protestant. You know what I'm saying? But then you got capitalists. Capitalists is the same person who get that same paycheck and save it and put it back for a purpose. It's like for instance, like my dream is soar. When I was working at the hotel or working at Cheddar's, I'm saving some of my money to put back into Soar Radio because that's eventually what I want to be my job. That's a long story short. A capitalism, a capitalist and a Protestant. If you want to be a capitalist, go instead of going out there and doing what you got to do. I mean, doing what you want to do. Do what you got to do and save up some money. Because only way we're gonna see things change is if we change them ourselves. Be the change that you want to see. Everybody's talking about police these days. Everybody's talking about the white man doing this, white man doing that. Well, hey, how about you stop all of this and go ahead and do something yourself? It's nothing made me more prideful and more proud yesterday whenever me and my wife was out there doing a live remote. It's when people would come up, like, oh, who do you work for? I was like, it's me. I own it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow. And then they're taking a step forward, and then the minorities come, are you a black man? I'm like, yeah, bro. Yeah. I was like, yeah, man, that's the only way we're going to get things done. And I'm going to tell you, my favorite quote, my favorite verse in the Bible, I'm not going to say it. You can go to my website, soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. If you go to that site, my music page will come up, you'll see my favorite Bible verse. Out of Joshua. You probably already know. Because right before I went to Disney on my internship, I went to church and the preacher was preaching about that. And I knew he was. I've been reading that verse almost, and I can't say every day, but almost every day. But I do read it. I do read it before I do any type of business, because I really feel like, you know, the God was talking to me, and Joshua was just, he was already courageous, but he's just telling him to be strong and courageous. You know, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And that's one thing I do pray for. That's one thing I'm glad that I feel like God has blessed me with. And I think it kind of goes with my name, which is Peter. You know, Peter is the only man other than Jesus to walk on water. And that takes some real courageous and stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, like, you want to be a capitalist? Go to work with a purpose. Don't if you don't like your boss, save your money so one day you can just tell your boss, like, come on to work. You know what I'm saying? But if you're a Protestant, there's nothing wrong with being a Protestant. That means there's nothing wrong with taking care of your family, doing what you got to do. There's nothing wrong with just, hey, if you want to be cool in the two-bedroom apartment, in two baths or whatever, cool, so be it. You know, you might have been homeless your whole life and worked to get there. Like, that's okay. Or you might have been rich all your life and had somebody provide for you, but now you provide it for yourself, but you had to downgrade a little bit. That's okay. Everybody has a unique story. Everybody has a journey. And for you guys that want to be capitalists and try to own your own businesses and do stuff like that, if you're not enjoying your journey, then you need to find something else. Because it's not the end result that I'm telling you, because I'm speaking from experience and because I can't really say because, man, I really think I'm lucky. It's because I'm telling you, there has been some lonely nights. There has been some lights. There has been some nights without electricity. There has been some nights to where I've seen the LPNL, which is Lubbock Power and Light truck, roll by my house, you know, roll in the backyard, and I see him come through my back fence. I'm like, well, there it is. You know, well, it's like, and I ain't got no more extensions. You know, there has been some real lonely nights out there. So, but I still had my vision. I can't even really say I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Because I give my all, and I took away from, it's all about security. I took away from having that security from a degree. It took a security from God. The ultimate security. I live by faith and not by sight. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to do because when you're in reality, you still got to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? But now that I have a little son, I have to be a little bit more aware of some things and be a little bit more prepared. But I'm still living the same way, by faith and not by sight. One day I might wake up and just be like, yo, like I'm telling you, one day I just woke up, I just knew it was time for me to go to the courthouse, officially apply for my business. And of course, we walked straight in, me and my girl at the time, and she's my wife now. We went in, we did what we had to do, and boom, it's official. And then, like, I'm telling you, like, just the way I feel like, just what he be talking to me, so I can't even explain it. But now I'm just, like, I dreamed some dreams 2 years ago. I'm going to share one with you right now. The first dream I had, I'm asleep, obviously. The first dream I had, I'm walking around. You know, when you're a young buck growing up, you know, the way you can make money is by walking through the neighborhood cutting grass. So I'm walking around, right? And I think I'm by myself, but I feel like somebody was with me. But I'm walking around, and I'm like, forget this. Why cut this grass from people's houses? Why don't I go to some apartments? So I was like, I ain't going to this neighborhood. So I went to these apartments, right? So when I went to these apartments, it was this woman, and I was like, hey, I told her my name, what I'm doing, and can I cut your grass? You know? She goes, hey, I love what you're doing, but I'm not the one that makes the decisions. You have to come back and talk to my dad. So I was like, okay, cool. So I left, and I came back, and her dad was there. I talked to her dad, and her dad was like, okay, I'm going to give you this. It wasn't exactly what I wanted, but it was something that I feel like I needed at the time. So when he told me I can get it, like I can start cutting the grass, and I can go ahead, and that means I'm start getting revenue for my business. So in my mindset, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? My dream came true. Now all I got to do is put in the work. You know, the paperwork stuff is done. But after he told me I could, do it, like my dreams come true, all of a sudden I'm in a club. And I'm in a club with one of my friends. His name is LaShawn Bation. He played safety here at Texas Tech. We was in the same recruiting class. We was roommates and everything. He's a married man, too. Shout out to him. And I'm there with him, and the club is just crowded. But all of a sudden, T.I., everybody knows who T.I. is, the rubber band man, walks by. And when he walked by, he gave us a mug. And everybody know that mug is like, I want to fight, or you better not, like, don't step on his chain, or you know what he about to do. You know what I'm saying? But when he walked by, he gave us that look. I'm just like, oh, I'm staying away from him. You know, because in my head, I'm like, I just got this. My dream just came true. I ain't trying to mess up. So, long story short, T.I. just runs. He brushes my shoulder and just is starting to fight for me. So, me, I ain't trying to fight. So, me and LaShawn, we bust out running. LaShawn goes one way. I goes the other. But, of course, T.I. is following me. So, me, I ain't trying to fight him because I just not gotten to an opportunity to where I could pursue my dreams and, like, officially and get paid and get revenue by it. So I'm running, and as I turn the corner, nobody is around. And then I say, you know what? Forget this. I turned around, T.I., me and him spread off, head to toe. And, man, this is how you can tell it was a dream. Because, man, hey, I was throwing them hands so quick. Pop, 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 pop. Got him. Hey, I tore him up. I tore him up. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when I woke up. And then a couple of days later, I remember I was running. Like, that was the end of that dream. And then a couple of days later, I'm running with my dog, you know, that I no longer have. But he's well taken care of. I mean, let me say that. He's well taken care of. So I'm running, man, with my dog, and this is after work. It's probably around 7 o'clock, and the weather feels great outside. But I remember I stopped. And I just looked up in the sky and was like, Lord, you got me. I said, you got me. I said, I continue. I want to live for you. I want to inspire people. Like, you got me, Lord. Like, you got me. I remember I had on the white, red, and black, my favorite hoodie that I had that I still wear even in the house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had that on and my headphones on. I think I was probably listening to Meek Mill at the time. And I just looked up at the sky and was like, Lord, you got me. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you the crazy part. A lot of people think I'm crazy. And I'm not really religious, but I'm spiritual. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of people think I'm crazy, man. But that night, when I went to sleep, I know it was a force on top of me. I could see his head, and he had horns out of his head, coming out of his head, and I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. I couldn't do nothing. And this was 2 years ago. I couldn't scream, I couldn't move, I couldn't do nothing. It was a force on top of me. And I looked, and I couldn't do nothing. And I could see him right now. And I remember, and soon as I was able to break free and get up, I just dropped down to my knees, and I prayed. And I went and I told my supervisor the next day, and she told me to pray out loud from now on. And have you ever been scared to go to sleep? And I'm not talking about the Freddy Krueger movie. This is no. Have you ever been scared to go to sleep to where you thought something was gonna come get you? Like, I've actually woke up with scratches on me. You know what I'm saying? Like what's going on? And that's why I feel like, man, if you believe in God, you believe in Jesus Christ, then what makes you think that there is not a devil? And be careful who you let in your circle, because the devil was once an angel. You know, sometimes I feel like people lose sight of stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? So, man, just be careful who you let in your circle. And the reason why I'm telling you about my dreams, because now 2 years later, I'm still doing what I say that I was going to do. You know, I'm still soaring. You know what I'm saying? I have not, and that's one thing that has been consistent in my life for the past 3 years. You see what I'm saying? I feel like the Lord was trying to get me. You know, but I'm going to wrap this up in a minute, and it just don't make sense. And I know y'all probably like, where is he going with this? So listen, with Protestantism and Catholicism, and now you tell me about you fighting T.I., you know what it is? But hold up. I'm going to tie all together. But now, it wasn't until I'm at that soccer complex with my wife, but back then, she was just my girlfriend, but now she's my wife. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even tell her this. I'm just thanking God, like, thank you. One more time, thank you. Like, goodness gracious. And it's like, but I'm at the point now to where I feel I know I'm meant to be something great, and now people are actually starting to see it. Like, you know you're supposed to be great, and that's why happy, like, I can go back to being athlete. You know you're the best running back. But the coach don't know that, so you got to go and prove yourself day in and day out, no matter what. Like, you know you're the best. You know you're the best preacher. You know, but you got to prove yourself every Sunday and every Sunday in, every Sunday out. Because you got to let people know that. Everybody just don't know it right off top on GP. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't know that right off top. So you gotta prove yourself every day. You gotta soar every day, no matter what you've done or what you've been through. First, about making your dreams come true. So what I'm trying to tell you about my dreams is that I feel like the Lord, I feel like the devil knew I was on to something great. He knew it, and then he tried to get me. He's trying to get to where I ended up breaking up with my girlfriend, getting in another relationship to where I feel like I wasn't worthy of doing anything. I beat that. And then there's other stuff, other habits. I beat that. And then me and my brother have been out together. And they say to get something you've never got, you got to do something you've never done. So I said, you want to know what? I'm a many man up. So I got the opportunity. Me and my brother got back together. But I'm married. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, the doors have just been opened up. So what I'm trying to say is keep faith. Do right. And you will be all right. Sometimes at night, you're going to want to do something that's bad. Sometimes you really don't want to go get in front of that downtown or get in front of that ounce or get in front of that keto just so you can feed your son. You know what I'm saying? But that's adversity. That means you break it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it break you. Because somebody is probably trying to forsake you. Because people do. Some people do pray for people to fall sometimes. A lot of people don't like winners. They want you to succeed. They want you to start to succeed, and they see you to continue to succeed. And now they're like, dang, all he do is succeed. Then they just go like, man, I hope something happened to him. You know, they don't find it really like a wheel of rent. You know what I'm saying? They call us arrogant. They call us, you just on Facebook all the time, or you just doing this, or you doing it for attention. Shut up. You know, because you got time to talk about some other people. How about you spend your day trying to better yourself instead of trying to belittle somebody else in their dream? Shut up. Miss me with that. Like, I remember in high school, I used to let that stuff get to me, and there was times when I wouldn't even do as good sometimes because I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted everybody to think I was cool. You know, but if people make up their own stuff in their own head. You know, I was listening to T.D. Jakes yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And talking about don't make no business decisions off of an emotional standpoint. You know what I'm saying? So like that's what I used to do, man. Like back in the day, that I'm making a business decision off of the way I feel. Because I know I'm not gonna I'm putting my future in jeopardy. I'm not gonna instead of when I know I can score a touchdown, but I'm gonna let this dude tackle me just because if I score a touchdown, that's gonna be number six. And if I score six touchdowns, I'm not going to get a good job from nobody. Everybody, they'll tell me good job to my face, but they're going to go hate on me all around my back. And I knew that. But now I'm at a point to where, because I pray and I ask God for the inspiration and to wake up with the motivations I used to have to get football, and he put it, gave it to me, the sword. And now I'm just not starting the sword. I no longer care about those people wishing me to fail, because the same people that's wishing you to fail, there's another group of people wishing you to succeed. So which person are you going to make right? The one that's hating on you, or the one that's or the one that believes in you? And sometimes you don't know who's believing in you. And sometimes, like, that's why Russell Simmons said, you can't focus on the results. Focus on the work. There are just a few interviews that I do go back and listen to, a few radio shows that I do go back and listen to. But otherwise, I don't listen to them because I'm too focused on the next one. So you can't, because, man, prime example, a lot of people, everybody has a Facebook nowadays. Everybody put up a picture. But sometimes you might get 100 likes. One day you might not get no likes. But sometimes before you get that 100 likes, you might have to put up 100 pictures before you can even get one like. The reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of people can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? So, but like, you focus yourself on the likes and you're not getting them, you're going to eventually die down, and what it be doing is going to come to a halt because you're worried about the results. But if you're just worried about the work and you continue to put work out there, the likes don't matter. But people, have you ever seen a woman who just discovered herself? Have you ever seen a woman who just discovered herself, who knows that she's great, who just knows that she just got it? Like, she just glows. Like, you see her and you want to become a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, what do you do? It's very inspirational, very motivational. You know, when you see that woman who just finally got it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, have you ever seen your mama when she just get all dressed and prettied up, and now she hits the street and she's proud? You're like, yeah, that's my mama right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you. Like, because you focus on the work. Because a woman has to do some work. They don't have to, but they just choose to. They're like, you got to put on their thing. Make sure their hair is right. Let me go get a pedicure. Let me go get a facial. Let me go get my nails done. You know what I'm saying? They put in that work. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end, they just glow. You know what I'm saying? They just glow. And then that's how I feel like success is. Don't focus on the results. Focus on the work. Do what you love and love what you do. Because that's why most people do their stuff for free. Like, musicians? They do that. Come on. Like, Steve Jobs, Martin Gutenberg? Like, those guys, man, it's a very low percentage, you know what I'm saying, that really just go after their passion and do what they love to do. For prime example, Eric Thomas. Come on, man. Homeless guy. Turned 40. Now he got his PhD, traveling the world, talking to people, inspiring people. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, I'm going to end it with this. I'm going to take up no more of your time. I'm going to hang into some music. Go ahead and go to soareveryday.com. Listen to my radio.com. Stream it out 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But what I'm talking about is Protestantism, capitalist, glowing, everything. Don't matter what. Keep your faith. With whomever you believe in, keep your faith. Because at the end of the day, you came in this world alone, you're going to leave the same way. Satan was once an angel before he became the devil. You know what I'm saying? So, what I really want to say, don't give up. Don't give in. Stand up. Stand up. Look up. And just say to yourself, Lord, you got me. Just look up and say, Lord, you got me. But I'm going to tell you something. Once you start to move through, once you know he got you and you're moving, because you are successful the moment that you start moving in the direction that makes you happy. That's when you are successful. Success is not built on cars, women, all this rosé, Cristal, $1 million. Success ain't that's not divine. You know, success, if you wake up every day and you enjoy what you do, then you are successful. Don't let somebody tell you are not successful as long as you're waking up and you enjoy what you do. But that don't mean you should get complacent. That don't mean you should get complacent. You know, different charts, still strive, there's always room for improvement. So, if you listen to my radio show today, this is Pete Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes. Respectfully, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, not just about making your dreams come true. So at the end of the day, I just want to say thank you, God, and thank you for the listeners that's out there. If you're going through a hard battle, man, just know if you're going through a hard battle, just know you're going to make it through. You want to know why you're going to make it through? It's because you woke up. And let me tell you, man, that's God's gift to you. I feel like when you, if you able to open them eyes up and you can able them eyes to see straight forward, I feel like that's God's gift to you, and that's why it's called the present. The present, because every day you open your eyes, you're unwrapping your gift. Don't take it for granted. This is Running on the Street with your boy, PD, and Steve Inavi. No matter what you've done, what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. Catch us different short day, same short time. Ready to listen to Mr. Steve and I begin tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great day. No matter what, stay blessed, stay real, stay true. Peace.